Well, new data from the Immigration and Customs Enforcement shows arrests of people living in the country illegally up 38% compared to this time last year. ICE says their agents have arrested more than 41,000 people in the 100 days since President Trump signed an executive order widening the group of people considered priorities for deportation. But the data also show a 156% jump in arrests of undocumented immigrants who have no criminal record. Joining us now is Alan Gomez, reporter for USA Today. And Alan, President Trump has long said he wants to focus on deporting people who are violent criminals. Here he is speaking in February.
You see what's happening at the border. All of a sudden, for the first time, we're getting gang members out. We're getting drug lords out. We're getting really bad dudes out of this country, and at a rate that nobody's ever seen before. And they're the bad ones.
But based on this new data, it sounds like that's not what's happening. Arrests are way up for people who have no criminal record. What's going on?
That rhetoric, that's what we heard throughout his presidential campaign, the bad hombres. We heard that over and over, and that was the impression that they gave, was that they were really going to target undocumented immigrants with violent records who were members of gangs, things like that. But to hear Immigration and Customs Enforcement explain it now, everybody who's in the country illegally has committed a crime. So they are a criminal, and so they are eligible and priorities for deportation. So what we're seeing now are more of a huge increase, a 156% increase in undocumented immigrants being arrested whose only crime was entering the country illegally.
Is this the mass deportations that people were worried about with President Trump?
Yeah, I mean, to hear the immigration advocacy groups responding to these numbers, absolutely. And it's what they've seen play out on the streets day by day. It's not these huge raids. It's not huge, big high-profile raids that we've seen in the past. But it's a slower, quieter, middle of the night, come to a house, pick up, instead of one person, pick up two or three people. Like, just this slow, gradual increase. That it's hard to sort of see and visualize because it's not sort of the big ICE raids that we used to have under President George W. Bush, but just a slow attempt to go after more and more people and getting to the eventual goal, they think, of mass deportation.
Is there any pushback or what are immigration advocates saying about this?
I mean, they're just infuriated and they're upset. And then that immigrant community is absolutely terrified. I can tell you just talking to folks around the country that it's this idea that anybody can get picked up at any time is just frightening to them. I spoke to a Honduran man who was deported a couple of months ago. He was standing out in his front yard. He was warming up his car. We're getting ready to go to work. And a couple of ICE agents came by. They were looking for somebody else, a violent criminal, somebody who they were really trying to target. But they started chatting him up. They figured out that he was in the country illegally, even though he's married to a U.S. citizen and has two U.S. citizen children. And a couple hours later, he's at ICE. And a few weeks later, he's deported back to Honduras. So it's those kind of cases, the people who have no violent record, who have no background of criminality in this country, that are getting rounded up. And that's why all of them are now terrified that they're going to be next.
Well, meanwhile, ICE also reported a drop in deportations compared to this time last year. How is that possible?
And that's the interesting part about all this is they're arresting more and more people. They're putting more undocumented immigrants into that sort of deportation pipeline. But we've seen a 12% reduction in deportations over the first 3 months of this administration compared to the same time period last year. What ICE says, and you know, a lot of this is very true, is that a lot of like the way that they would get quick deportations in the past are people that they caught along the border, quickly processed and sent back south. And so that allows you to have big numbers when it comes to deportations. That's classified as a deportation, even if you're just caught at the border, processed and sent back. Border apprehensions are way down in the first 3 months of President Trump's administration. So they're not getting those quick numbers. And then on top of that, we also have very, very backlog immigration courts. So, yeah, you can put a ton of new people into that pipeline, but it's still going to take a very long time for them to get deported. If you get arrested now and charged with deportation, you know, you appear before a judge. He's going to schedule your hearing for later this year, maybe next year. And it's a very long process before you actually get deported back to your home country.
That's Alan Gomez, who is a reporter with USA Today. Alan, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.